take another call. Eugene from California. Eugene, you had a question to ask?
Yes, I have a notice of hearing on petition coming on up October 26th. And DCFS is doing their investigation, of course, and they ask for the birth certificate and Social Security.
Hey, Eugene, if you're on a speakerphone, please turn that off for me.
No, I'm on the earplugs. You can't hear me?
Well, it's causing some technical difficulties, but go ahead.
Okay. So I want to know is how much, you know, you give us some insight on how much do you cooperate with the BCFS investigators when they're asking you for to give them copies of things like the birth certificates and Social Security records and so forth before the notice of the petition, because it feels like to me this is an adversarial type situation. So they're doing an investigation, but they're also asking you to do things to help them.
Right, Eugene. That's
can
a
you
great,
give us some insight.
Yeah, that's a great question. And my answer, unfortunately, is it depends. You know, so much of these cases is due to personal interactions and personal relationships. I generally, and I'm in the minority, okay, but as an attorney, I generally tell people, hey, don't talk to the social worker unless I'm present or one of my attorneys is present or I'm on the phone or on the Zoom call. And social workers, you know, they don't like that because they like to speak to you unobstructed, you know, and ask you anything. And typically, they gain evidence to use against you in the court hearing. Now, having said that, you should follow your attorney's advice. I don't know anything about your case. You know, I don't know what the allegations are. And it's not one of those things where there's a general rule, one size fits all. I mean, these cases are narrowly tailored and each case is different. And, you know, you should speak to your attorney about how you should cooperate or not cooperate with the social worker. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Usually there's a lag, you know, the social worker will ask for something, or he gave permission to talk to her, but then she'll ask for something, and I told her, I'm not comfortable doing that. I'll talk to my lawyer. But usually there's a lag between two or three days, and so I risk them saying, oh, Judge, he was not cooperative with our investigation, which they said about me before that I'm not cooperative.
Right. So I have a general rule. If you speak to the social worker, you're taking a chance. 1 to 10, 10 being worse, it's usually a 10. If you don't speak to the social worker, it's a 5 because they're going to say, oh, he didn't cooperate. Not that you have a duty to, in my opinion. But again, you know, email or text your attorney, get some information. And if you're talking to the social worker, say this, look, ma'am, I'd love to answer your questions. I got to talk to my attorney first.
Okay.
And then I will contact you or my attorney will contact you with the answer. Okay, Eugene?
Okay.
Hey, Eugene, thank you.
I appreciate your help.
All right, thanks for calling. Keep listening. Call us in a few weeks. Let us know how, you know, this whole thing turns out with you giving information the social worker wants. Cynthia, do you get calls about questions on your show about should I talk to the social worker?
All the time. You know, as a parent, when the social worker comes to you, especially in the beginning, it's very confusing because they really act friendly. And they act as though they want the best interest for you and your child or children. So they play a game. It happens to be one of my questions on here for tonight of something to discuss. Mm-hmm. Of social workers and their games.
It's generally, you know, social workers are trained to get information. I mean, that's their business, right? To get information to try to prove a case against you or, you know, if we want to be fair about it, to try to exonerate you. But more times than not, I have noticed over the years, social workers take that information and use it for their own agendas. you know, sometimes my client says ABC and the social worker report says XYZ. Or sometimes my client says ABC and the social worker's report says BCD. Just a little bit different.
Right.
You know, and sometimes, you know, clients are always telling me, hey, man, Vince, that was taken out of context, what I said and how I said it. So it's very, you know, very dangerous. I wish social workers would interview people and video or audio tape it. You know, everybody's got the smartphone. Why aren't we taping things? Why aren't we, so we don't have to argue about what you said in an interview? I don't know. We've got to take another break. This is The Secret. I'm Vince Davis with Cynthia Becker. We'll be back with more questions.